Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, and welcome back to the Lisa Lisa Show. This is Lisa Lisa speaking to you live from the home front. So much going on with my family in town, and haven't had time. So yesterday, I apologized for not doing my show, but, you know, all works out the way it's supposed to go anyway, in the words of me. It is what it is. So there you go. Anyway, so there's so many things going on, and I have to say that I haven't done a heck of a lot as far as, like, just downtime. It's really been kind of on the speed slope of crazy, and I hate to say the word crazy because, well, anyway. So they've been doing all this work in my studio, and it has occurred to me, really, that it's been more than half of a month. So more than 2 weeks, and I haven't been able to paint because the dust is just so crazy. So if they're going to knock the building down, I'm not exactly sure why they decided that they are going to scrape the floors and polish them. Maybe it's easier maintenance than having to paint them every single year, but I'm not exactly sure, as I stated. So that's kind of where I'm at the moment. It's been a little, so the dust is just crazy. There's no way that I can paint with the dust the way it is because oil paint. I mean, think about it. Oil. It's tacky, it's sticky until it dries, you know. So it's kind of one of those factors that there's just really no way of getting dust off of that. So I'm like, I'm not even like going there, you know. So anyway, so let's talk about the weather. So we're having this beautiful summer weather, and I finally went and I bought the proper shoes for this summer. And I'm kind of like, I don't know, I'm very happy that I bought new shoes, and I finally got the deal. So I got 5 pairs of new shoes, and I think that the average price, I think it averaged down to something like somewhere between $23 and $25 a pair. 24 and change, I guess. So that made me really happy. And, it's funny because every time I go shopping with my sister-in-law, it's like she always gets the deal. So I bought 2 pairs of summer sandals, 1 pair of fall shoes, and then 2 pairs of, like, walking shoes. And I guess technically they're not so much walking. So Tuesday, I decided I was going to take a nice long walk. So I did a 4-mile walk on Tuesday. I walked from 38th Street and 3rd Avenue to my studio in Long Island City. So 38th and 3rd in Manhattan to Long Island City. And it was the first time I'd ever walked over the 59th Street Bridge. And that was pretty spectacular, actually. So, yeah, it was really kind of cool. I'd never done that before. So something I always wanted to do, and finally did it. I haven't walked over the Brooklyn Bridge in a long time, come to think of it. But anyway, so the weather was, like, really perfect, but it was, like, threatening. I thought for a few minutes there that we were going to have a thunderstorm, but it actually didn't happen. You know, it was, I don't know, it just sort of kind of was gray for a while, but the air quality on the bridge, considering that all the cars are on there, was really, really quite nice. And the water views are amazing. So the only other time that I ever walked on the 59th Street Bridge, it was during the 4th of July, and it was years and years ago, before 9/11, because I don't think you're allowed to park on the bridge after 9/11. Everything changed. I could be wrong. It could have been like either right before 9/11 or a year or two after. Come to think of it, it might have been a little after. I don't know, actually. I'd have to really sit down and try to do the math and figure out when it was. But one time I was driving over the 59th Street Bridge. It was the 4th of July, and the fireworks had just started, and they were still in the East River. So it was on the other, it was on both sides of the 59th Street, no, it was on one side of the 59th Street Bridge, the Long Island City side, it was before, it was on the end where the Roosevelt Island is, where the Roosevelt museum is now. It was on the other side of that, further down. So downtown Manhattan, if you're looking across. Yes, that is correct. So I ended up, I was sitting in traffic. The traffic was so jammed, nobody was moving, and I decided, the hell with this. I'm not sitting in my car. Put my car in park. I was with a friend, DHF, who I no longer hang out with, which is kind of a good thing. So I park my car, take out my keys, and I walk across the bridge, cross over the center, and climbed onto the side of the bridge and sat. And everybody that was parked, that was waiting to go, decided to do the same, and we watched the fireworks. So I watched the fireworks with a completely random crowd of strangers stuck in traffic. And I have to say, it was pretty spectacular. And it was like one of those views that you just, it's always cool to see the fireworks from eye level or from above, looking down. Because it's just not a view that you see very often. You're always looking up, right? So this was sort of below eye level and looking down. The only other time I watched the fireworks from an above was a party that I went to in Tribeca. And the guy had an apartment, I think we were on the 53rd or 58th floor. It was one of those really, it's one of those really tall buildings in Tribeca that gives you like the whole back end water view. It's really amazing. Sort of like my mom's view. But again, the fireworks were still in the East River, and here we are watching the fireworks. It was really amazing, looking down at the fireworks. And that was, like, way high. Cause this year we were on the 19th floor, and they were completely eye level. So figure if 19 is eye level, you know that 53, you're looking down. It doesn't go that high because they want to keep it. It's amazing how they do that. So you build a rocket and you know exactly where it's going to detonate, when it's going to explode, and at what level. And they can change, they can vary the levels. I just think that's amazing. And that's on the beautiful aspect of it. We're not talking bombs that are, you know, hurting people. But anyway, so in the weather, so I started to tell you. So the weather's been, you know, really beautiful. We had a little break. It's not been so hot. It's not been so humid. Hot, I don't mind. Humidity is not my favorite because my hair just has no clue as what to do. So the humidity has been on the lower end, which is kind of nice. And but still summer, and I'm very happy because anytime I get to be in, you know, comfortable clothes that I don't have to worry about a jacket is a nice thing. I like that. So the other weather that I'm following, as I've now stated, is space weather. And so just in case you didn't know, the space weather news for yesterday, the sun, our sun, swallowed a comet. It was one of the brightest super grazing comets. It was it's in the last 20th century. It was it was pluming towards the sun, and it vaporized furiously. And it was an icy visitor from an outer solar system. It may have been hours left to live, but it like burst into the sun. So they're saying that it was like this really incredible, bright, you know, like sun-grazing comet. So it was. If you want to see it, you can go to spaceweather.com, and you can click on any of the links, and they'll show you what it looked like. So I think that's pretty amazing. You know, and we're also in the new moon phase. So the full-on new moon was Tuesday. And then, so Monday was like at like 2% waning, and then full-on Tuesday, and then just off yesterday. So now we're back in the waxing. And so if you're having any projects that you want to start, now is the time. So you want to kind of just, you know, get yourself geared up and start doing your projects now. So I'm now, you know, I used to only follow the full moon. Like I think I've said, I'm now working on all these various different things and doing new moon stuff as well. So I did a new moon drumming circle, and that was really quite nice, a lot of fun. So in my friend's backyard. And what I'm doing is I am now sort of leaving the drumming circle, although I have to say I go into like such a deep, like, I don't want to say trance, but it's like a meditation that is just so intense that if somebody else were the one in charge, like keeping track of time and how long you're supposed to go, I don't think there's any supposed to. But the drumming circles that I've been going to, that I'm attending, not conducting, they always last about 2 hours. And I say about because people always get there late. He never starts on time, and he doesn't really go way later. So I think that we actually drum, you know, I want to say that it's probably like an hour and a half at best, you know. That's my guess, hour and a half. And it's still, it's just so amazing. It feels so good. You know, there's something so, like, primordial about it. The primordial thing, you know. Technically speaking, there you go, banging on the drum. And so I have a drum set now, you know, in my home. But because I've been running around so much, I just haven't really been playing my drums at home. And they're in need of tuning. So that's where I'm at with that. I have to tune my drums. I feel like I haven't been home for, like, weeks. I feel bad for my kitty. But the truth is that, like, I'm home and then I'm, like, running out, and it's, my hours have just gotten so insane. So last night was one of the first days that I was home, probably the earliest in a while. And I don't know, it was just, you know, one phone call after the next, and I'm texting with people. And I ended up watching Dirty Dancing, one of my favorite movies, and I just left it on, and then it started again. So I caught the very end, which is always the best scene. And then I watched it from the beginning on, but I was doing so many things, I wasn't really paying attention to the show. I was just doing my own thing. I guess I do that all the time, leave the TV on occasionally. I used to listen to music only, and that would be my thing. I'd have music playing, but at night, it's like, I think it's the company of the television. I know that probably sounds a little funny, but, you know, I remember when I was in school, college, and one of my friends, my dorm, she wasn't really my roommate, but she was my dorm mate. Like, we shared a common studio, which was a tiny little room, but there were no beds in there. So we ended up making it our storage rooms, and you know, we would do our art projects together, either in her room or in my room. So we never really used the common room because it faced the pit. It kind of smelled. There was no fresh air. It was just, you know. Anyway, so she had a television, and she used to leave it on all the time, and I was always playing music. And I remember having that conversation with her, why do you have the TV on? And she said, it's like company. There's somebody just talking in the background. And I thought about that, and I was like, oh, that's kind of interesting, kind of funny to me. But, you know, listen, everybody's got their thing, right? For me personally, if I have a television on, it'll put me to sleep. And then the minute I fall asleep, it wakes me up. So it's I don't know, a babysitter for some people. For me, it's just sort of like it's background noise if I want to go to sleep, but I don't have a TV in my bedroom. I would never do that. It's kind of one of those one thing you'll never do, and that's the one thing. So he was so cute. My kitty is being very, very cute right now. I guess he's just very happy that Mama's home. He doesn't get to see me these days. Kind of a summer thing. Not getting to see the Mama because she's not home during the summer. So, anyway, he's trying to play fetch with me. Come on, bring it back. So, anyway. So, what else is going on? Let's see. I have to tell you, I'm kind of at a loss here because there's so much going on that I can't even focus on, like, one or two things. So my nieces were in town from Wisconsin. It was really funny because my eldest niece, she's not the oldest of all the kids, but the eldest of the two Wisconsin girls, was telling me that she fell in love with New York this time, that she really had no clue as to what New York was. She's 20, and, no, excuse me, she is 19. She's going to be 20. I don't even know what today's date. Today is the 4th. So that comet was consumed by the sun yesterday, August 3rd. So she's going to be 20 on the 17th. So shout out to her, Rachel. Happy birthday. And Sophia, her sister, my other niece, just turned 17 on the 29th of July. Happy birthday, Sophia. So they were in town, and it was the first time that Rachel really traveled by herself. Well, they were together. They weren't alone, but they were together alone without an adult. But they're from Wisconsin, so even though 19 and 17, it's not like they know their way around. But if you tell them, they can figure it out. Now, the younger one has an iPhone. The older one has a Samsung. She refuses to go to the iPhone. I think that's very funny. But I kept telling him, listen, you can GPS anything. And I think that they were trying to do it without that, just to follow, you know, whatever. And they were able to get around. They were able to get from point A to point B without a problem. And so Rachel said to me yesterday, I fell in love with New York. I had no idea. So the way that she describes it is this. This is so adorable. So she said, when you're in Wisconsin, it's such a small town that wherever you walk, people know you. And they ask, how's your mother? How's your sister? How's your dad? Blah, blah, blah. Okay. She said she walks around in New York and she has, like, anonymity. Nobody knows who she is. And that's how I described it to her. I don't think that she even knew that word. And so I was like, she's like, I love that you can walk around and no one knows you. She says, you know, no one says hello. There's no one asking you about your family. You could just walk from point A to point B. And I was trying to explain to her the big city mentality. And there isn't any other city like New York. There isn't, you know. People are friendly if you ask for help, if you need something. They're ready to help you. And everybody always gives us such a bad rap. Oh, people are so cold. People are so mean. Blah, blah, blah. That's not true. So this is how it goes. When you live in a small town mentality, you walk down the street, it's not a crowded street. You don't have 50 million people walking down the street all at the same time. So if there are two people and they cross paths, they're going to say hello, good day, good afternoon, good morning, good night, whatever, because they acknowledge each other as they're passing by, because there's no one really invading their space. So they have their space, they acknowledge you, and they continue on their journey. In New York City, there's so many people. If you try to walk during lunch or any time of day, rush hour, morning, noon, or night, when people are out on the streets trying to get from point A to point B on their way to work, taking a break from, you know, from work or going home from work, there's so many people on the street. Nobody says hello to anybody. You make eye contact if you want, but it's more about, this is my space, I'll respect your space. Otherwise, everybody would be saying hello. You'd never get past anyone. So it's not about being rude. It's about trying to be efficient with time and space. That's all that's about. Think about a tiny little, you know, you're on a tiny space, and it's so jam-packed. So here she is in Wisconsin, and she says it's small world and little. It's far more spread out. Her town is probably bigger than Manhattan, I'm sure, actually, size-wise. You know, you have to drive everywhere. You can't really go walking. I mean, you can walk, but you're not going far. Take you forever to get from point A to point B. But it's a small mentality, you know, the whole way that that goes with the masses and yada, yada, yada. So it's all about respect and giving people space where there isn't any. So it's all about opening up your mind and just, you know, you're sharing the road, the street, and you're polite, but, you know, anyway. So I've been listening to Matt Kahn. I don't know if anybody really knows who Matt Kahn is on my show, but Matt Kahn is a spiritualist who, I guess if you ask him what does he do, he would say he's on a spiritual journey, as we all are, and I've just been very into everything that he's been saying lately, and it seems like the more I listen, the more things change. I guess that's a good thing. But it's very interesting that every time he starts to talk about something, he makes my mind just reel. It's like he just blows it all out of proportion, and it's just kind of, it's wild and crazy, which is a good thing, I guess. But it's like, I listen to him, and he can talk for an hour and 40 minutes, and he's talking about a very specific thing each time. He talks about one specific thing. And I'm thinking about my radio show, and I was like, if I had one particular thing that I wanted to talk about to try to enlighten, engage, or educate, I don't know, I'd have to have, I think that he speaks more from like a higher level, like it's like passing through him, kind of a, you know, streaming, you know. It's been a while since I've just, I guess I'm streaming now anyway, but I'm thinking about what I'm saying, so it's not technically the same as streaming just information. Anyway, so the dust that's been going on in my studio, going back to that point, because obviously better way to go. So I haven't been able to work for like 2 weeks. So one of my friends was telling me, why don't you tell them that you haven't been able to work and maybe they will, you know, give you a discount on your rent. I have to tell you, I don't know if they will. I did ask, though, yesterday after I mailed out my rent check. But I was thinking about it. It's like, you know, it's true. They impeded on my work time because there was no way that I could paint with that dust. There was no way I was even in the studio. So for the past 2 weeks or 2.5 weeks, I've avoided it because I don't have a window and I don't want to breathe in. It's paint dust. It's the stuff that they're scraping off the floor. It's paint dust. It's dangerous. So I don't even want to be there. It's just, you know, and then if I'm painting and they're kicking up that dust and that gets into my artwork, I don't think it's going to enhance the artwork. Let's just put it that way. I don't think this is an enhancing thing. I think this would be detrimental. So it would be a detriment to my artwork. So that's my new thing. So anyway, yeah, I guess that's it. So for 2 weeks, I haven't been in the studio. I've, like, stopped in for a minute and then ran out because it's just, it's not conducive. And, of course, I don't want to risk my health. So I've been evasive, planning evasive action. So anyway, that's where that's at. So trying to think about, oh, I have a great one for you. Okay, so I think I told you a while ago, I had a sweet potato in my kitchen, and I forgot about it, and I pulled it out of the bag because when I remembered that I had one, I was like, oh, I'll have that. Well, it was growing leaves. It wasn't just, you know, where you have a potato that has buds on it. It actually was growing leaves. So I cut off the top of the potato, a sweet potato, mind you, cut off the top, and I planted it. And it was growing. It was beautiful. And I decided that I was going to give it to my friend to plant in her yard because I have no idea how big this thing was going to get. Well, let me tell you that we planted it in her yard probably 3 weeks ago. I don't even think really it was that long. I think it was more like 2.5 weeks ago, two to 2.5 weeks ago. And it is now 4 feet wide. And growing like a weed, it is unbelievable how huge this has gotten. So the little heart-shaped leaves, yes, heart-shaped, and I mean really heart-shaped, beautiful green heart-shaped leaves were about the size of, they were about the size of a half dollar. And now they're bigger than my entire hand with my fingers spread open. So the leaves are tremendous. It's so gorgeous. In fact, you know, I'm probably going to, I'll do this. I'll take a picture and I will post it on my Facebook Blog Talk Radio Show page just so you can see what this looks like because it's unbelievable. I had no idea that it was going to grow so out of control. It is just such a happy plant. It has been a happy plant from the day I saw it on the potato and cut it off and planted it. It never stopped growing. It has only been growing in size. It's the happiest plant I've ever seen. And I have to tell you that my papaya plant, my papaya tree, is also growing like a weed. I'm going to have an actual papaya tree. Right now, it's more than a foot tall, and the leaves are now coming out 6 leaves per stem. So every time it has a new shoot, there are 6 leaves. So it started out with 4, and then it went to 5, and now it's at 6. And it's just so happy and beautiful. I've repotted it 3 times. It's just amazing. And in fact, all of my plants are so incredibly happy, which always makes me happy, because that means that there's a lot of love in my house, and my kitty is not bothering any of the plants, which is a good thing. So I guess all is well in the world with my plants, which always makes me ecstatic, best way to put it. I guess that's the truth. So all of my ginger plants are growing like weeds as well. I have all new growth, new flowers. Actually, the blue ginger has never stopped flowering. It started flowering last year, and it has never stopped. It's only continued, which was pretty impressive. That made me extremely happy. The white ginger plant hasn't been flowering at all, but that one always goes through its phases anyway. So, temperamental, I guess you could say. But it's just, everything is just doing so well. And it's amazing because I think that I've been overwatering things because I'm never home. So whenever I get home, I'm like, oh, God, I have to water things. And I'm looking at them thinking they need to be watered. But the truth is, I think that because I'm running in and out, every time I stop in, I'm like, oh, I should water those. So I've definitely overwatered a few of my plants. But it hasn't been a problem, apparently. So that's a good thing. Anyway, so I'm in the middle of a new painting, which actually technically in my head has been done for quite a while. But because of this 2-week or almost 3-week of hiatus of not being able to paint because of the dust, this painting has been put on hold, which is really annoying to me because I work pretty quickly. And that's the whole problem. It's like I can't get in there. And I can't, you know, I just can't work. So what I've been doing now is just going on Saturdays. I have an art lesson I give, and I walk to the studio from Astoria. So it's a 2-mile walk. And so this is making me really happy because one of my really good friends, she's been walking for as long as I know her now, a year and 8 months or so. And she was always doing all these really intense walks. And I was kind of like, wow, are you kidding? So I did a walk with her once. We did 7 miles in the one day. And, you know, honestly, it only took us, wow, that was really quick, 90 seconds. So it really only took us 2.5 hours to do 7 miles. And it was kind of a chilly day. But, you know, it was a great walk. And what happened was it sort of put me in that mode of, I want to take these long walks now. So that's really what I've been doing. I've just been following in her, quote-unquote, footsteps and doing these long walks. Now, she still probably does 8 miles a day. I'm only doing, you know, anywhere from 3 to 5 miles. And it's not every single day. I don't have enough time to do that every single day, but I have been trying, and I have to say that this summer I've been pretty good taking care of me. So that makes me happy. So anyway, so I will have a new painting. I will post the picture of the sweet potato plant, which is just beastly. It is. She is just gorgeous. She, he, it. The plant. my biggest baby. So, yeah. So in 10 seconds, I could say, check out spaceweather.com. It's really, really fascinating. And the cute thing is they have a little Spock on the site now. They've changed it. So you have a little Spock standing on a, it's just a, like a bobblehead looking thing. But it's really funny. So, Space Weather, and I think that that's far more interesting because I think that that has more of an effect on us emotionally than we allow. There you go. So, you know, if you don't know, now you do. So spaceweather.com. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. This is Lisa Lisa of the Lisa Lisa Show, signing off. Have a great day.